There are lots of days and weeks on the calendar with special events attached, National Heart Month or Be Kind to Animals Week. Today gets one of those tags. July 11th is World Population Day, a day to consider what 7.2 billion people can do to a planet, and to each other for that matter. The Center for Biological Diversity, based in Tucson, spends a fair amount of time thinking and acting on this issue. Stephanie Feldstein is the Population and Sustainability Director for the Center for Biological Diversity and our guest in the exchange. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jeffrey.
So let's lay out the landscape just a bit. What is the impact on biological diversity, your title issue, with this many people on the planet?
Well, with more than 7 billion people on the planet, we're really not leaving much space for wildlife. Every person, and we add another 227,000 people every single day, and every person needs food, water, shelter, and energy. And we live on a planet with finite resources. And what's happening is we're really just crowding out wildlife. We're gobbling up their habitat. We're causing climate change with our energy use. We're polluting remaining habitat as well. And it's just causing all kinds of stress on other species. And as a result of our human population growth and our consumption, we are now seeing extinction rates that are the fastest since the time of the dinosaurs. I mean, species are going extinct at more than 1,000 times the natural background rate.
Is population generally a main focus of the Center for Biological Diversity, or is it a side issue as you work on habitat and other things like that?
The Center for Biological Diversity has a variety of programs that work on different endangered species issues, including protecting habitat, as well as an oceans program, working on climate change, and our population and sustainability is one of our key programs as well.
And would you say that, at least in the developed world, that the message about population growth has caught on?
I think in the developed world, we talk about it less than in many other places in the world. A lot of people, especially here in the U.S., seem to think that the population problem is solved. And that's one of the reasons why the Center for Biological Diversity launched our population program 5 years ago, is because we realized that all of the other work that we were doing to save species in wild places here in the U.S. was going to be undermined if our population continued to skyrocket. And so really the population issue isn't discussed enough here, and that's why we have the program, and that's why we launched our Crowded Planet campaign for World Population Day as well, is to get people thinking about population and talking about it in a new way.
Just in general terms, I mean, you mentioned starting the population program 5 years ago. Is it a tricky thing to take on, though, because some people get their feelings hurt, like, what are you saying? You want to take people off the planet? I've heard that reaction.
Absolutely. It can be a difficult topic to discuss with people. There are a lot of misunderstandings about the population conversation. And really, when we talk about it today, what we're talking about is expanding human rights, is giving people the tools, the access to the healthcare and the education that they need to be able to choose for themselves when and how many children that they want to have. But one of the things that's been so great about working on this issue with the Center for Biological Diversity is that we're able to come at it from a different angle. Like, for instance, we have our endangered species condoms, which are condoms in colorful packaging with different featured endangered species on them. And it really gets people to look at them and say, well, what do condoms have to do with polar bears? And that's an interesting way to spark a conversation and get people to start thinking about these other issues, like wildlife and like climate change and like other environmental issues that they care about, and how population ties into that.
I'm going to guess you spark a few nervous giggles as well.
Yes, absolutely. It sparks a lot of interesting conversations as well.
Absolutely. So how long is the, I know we talked in the past about the Endangered Species Condoms Program. How long has it been going on, and how many have you distributed?
We launched the Endangered Species Condoms Program when we launched the population program in 2009, and we've given away more than 500,000 condoms since then.
Generally where?
All across the United States. The majority of our outreach happens within the U.S., and we give them away in every state. We have hundreds of volunteers across the country. Just for World Population Day today, we sent about 40,000 condoms to volunteers in all 50 states.
And where are you, I mean, obviously that's the geographical distribution, but I mean, what sorts of locations are you using to get them out there? I don't know, are you literally putting them in people's hands?
Yeah, one of the great things about using a volunteer network is that it really allows people to get the message out in the place that will be most effective locally for them. So we see people handing out the condoms at farmers markets or at other festivals, sometimes at concerts or in bars, and sometimes people hand them out at local health clinics. I mean, there's really a huge variety of where people are handing out the condoms, and that really makes the message more effective because it feels local and personal, as this issue is.
This is World Population Day. That's what our discussion is about here on the Jefferson Exchange. Stephanie Feldstein is our guest. She is the Population and Sustainability Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. And you can join this discussion on the Exchange with your thoughts about population growth and what we should be doing to address it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. You'd mentioned that there's a lot less discussion in the developed world about population issues, but haven't the birth rates at least come down substantially in the developed world?
Yeah, in many places, the birth rate and the total fertility rate has dropped to around replacement rate and below in some places. Here in the U.S., though, we still have the highest fertility rate among developed nations. So it's not an issue that's solved. And our population continues to grow as well because there are more people, even though we have a lower fertility rate, there are more people having children today than there were 50 years ago. And people are living longer. And so the population continues to increase.
So let's talk about the Crowded Planet social media campaign. What's the general aim of this? I mean, the aim is obvious, the goal here, but what are the techniques you're using?
So for the Crowded Planet campaign, we really wanted to get that conversation going again, particularly here in the U.S. So we asked people to take photos of the world around them and to really show us what it felt like to them to live in a world of 7 billion people. And people have been posting photos on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the hashtag Crowded Planet. And we've been compiling all of those photos, and they really tell a great story of the different ways that population pressure affects people's lives and the places and the wildlife that they care about. So we've not only been getting in photos of some of the things you might expect, like traffic jams and urban crowds and that sort of thing, but we're also seeing, you know, wildlife whose habitat was paved over into a parking lot or turned into a golf course. We're seeing development in areas, and we're seeing national parks that are just packed with crowds where you can hardly tell that it's a national park anymore. And, you know, it's really told an incredible and personal and powerful story about population growth. And we've compiled some of those photos into a video, which you can find on biologicaldiversity.org. And you can also link from there to the full set of photos.
Are there ways that people can submit photos for the campaign if they're not big fans of social media? There are some people who have some concerns about using social media and the kinds of information it can compile on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do want to keep the conversation going. So those who are on social media, keep posting those great photos with the Crowded Planet hashtag. And if you aren't on social media, you can email them to us at crowdedplanet@biologicaldiversity.org, and we'll go ahead and post those photos for you.
Okay, crowdedplanet@biodiversity.org.
Biologicaldiversity.org.
Biological diversity. Whoops, okay. I'll make sure that we make that clearer as we go along. We'll say it again before we're done with the segment here. All right, so the people can take part if they're not on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. I did notice there's a Twitter ID that came up with some of the Crowded Planet stuff. And there's no nice way to say this. It's @HumpSmarter, which is really the point, isn't it? Is that one of the ones that the Center for Biological Diversity is using, that Twitter handle?
Yeah, @HumpSmarter is the Twitter handle for our population work, and it originally came from one of our original endangered species condoms package had the slogan on it that was "Hump Smarter, Save the Snail Darter." All of our condom packages have kind of rhyming slogans on them, and that's where it came from because it really is about reproductive health care and contraception and people making conscientious family planning choices.
Well, obviously there's a real element of fun and community here, but I mean, how carefully do you have to craft messages so you don't appear to be either taking the issue lightly or being overly snarky? I mean, it seems like there's a pretty narrow zone to hit in there.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it absolutely is a serious issue, but at the same time, it can be an overwhelming issue for people. And that's one of the reasons why we've found that approaching it in a way that's creative, whether it's the condoms, which are kind of fun and amusing to people, or whether it's the Crowded Planet campaign, which takes on a different view of creativity and it's very visual, we found that that really helps people connect to the issue because 7 billion is just such a huge number. But absolutely within all of that, we make sure that the underlying messaging is very clear, not only about the stakes that we're facing an extinction crisis here, but also that the solutions are very positive. And there, I mean, when you expand human rights, that's also what is going to help us solve the population problem.
You mentioned mentioned handing out 500,000 of the endangered species condoms so far. I mean, are they still in production? Are you still making new ones?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an ongoing program, and we have no plans to slow that down at any time. And we've found that they're just a great conversation starter to get people thinking about the issue.
Not to get too overly technical or graphic, but I mean, are the slogans and messages just on the packaging?
Yes. Inside, there are just regular condoms. We want to make sure that people feel comfortable using the contraception that we're handing out as well as getting the message. And so there are just regular condoms on the inside. The packaging itself has, you know, just the fun slogans on them. And then on the inside of the packaging, there's a lot of facts about population growth as well as the featured species.
All right. It is World Population Day. Stephanie Feldstein from the Center for Biological Diversity, our guest on The Exchange. Here's Mark in Reading. If I can get the button pushed. Boy, this thing gets harder every time. Number six, here you go. Mark in Reading, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, most, if not all, of our problems would be solved if there were a lot fewer people on our planet. Human beings have overcrowded the planet beyond its capacity to deal with, and so I just want to say thank you, fellow non-breeders.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And, you know, the choice to have no children or small family is a really important one, and one that, you know, especially here in the U.S. where we have greater access to contraception and reproductive health care, though there's still a lot of work to be done there. Nearly half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unintended. That choice, making the choice to have a smaller family, is one of the most powerful things that you can do for the environment. And like Mark said, there's really not any problem in the world that's made better by having more people.
So what is the official position of the Center for Biological Diversity on population? I mean, are you wanting to hold where we are? Do you want to start scaling back, roll back the numbers of people on the planet? I mean, is that expressed specifically in your materials?
Well, the first and most urgent thing is that we need to stabilize our population. I mean, our population growth has just been on a runaway trajectory, and we need to stabilize that. And I think that, you know, in the future, when we look at our planet, we only have one Earth, and right now we're using 1.5 times the amount of resources that the Earth can replenish every year. We're not going to get another planet. And I think that we do need to look in the future at what our planet can actually provide for a life that where both humans and wildlife can thrive. And that is likely to be a lower number.
Well, that does raise the question then about whether in anybody's estimation, scientific or political or otherwise, whether there is a sweet spot. Is there a magic number, a carrying capacity, if you will, for the planet Earth?
Well, there are a number of people who talk about different carrying capacity numbers, and you'll find a big range of them, anywhere from like 3 billion to 14 billion. And I think the thing to keep in mind with carrying capacity is a lot of those, especially as you get into the larger numbers, they really just calculate down to the minimalist needs of humans and what can humans get out of the planet and still survive. But I don't know that that's a future that any of us want. And from our perspective at the Center for Biological Diversity, we want a planet where wildlife can thrive as well. And when we think about carrying capacity, that's really what we need to think about as well, the carrying capacity for all species.
And with a quality of life as well, as you point out, because 14 billion people probably could inhabit the planet and may yet, we don't know, not in our lifetimes anyway. But the fact is that what would the quality of life be for 14 billion people is a great question.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the history of World Population Day, Stephanie. It's not originally a Center for Biological Diversity event, right?
No, World Population Day was actually started by the United Nations, and it was started in 1989 when there were about 5.2 billion people on the planet. I believe July 11th, 1987 was considered 5 billion day, the day when the planet's population, human population, hit 5 billion. And there was a lot of interest around that time, so the United Nations started this day of recognition. And it's been ongoing since then. I mean, there are a lot of other groups and organizations and individuals around the world who gather today to raise awareness about the impact of human population growth, not only on biodiversity, but also on related issues like development, health, and human rights.
And so it sounds like a number of other organizations then are probably observing this as well. Yes?
Organizations, Sierra Club put out a that you can find online. Knowledge, a great group called Growth Busters that addresses human population growth and overconsumption is selling small family stickers for your car. You know, when you see those family stickers with all the stick figures of the parents and the kids, they have ones that have the theme Think Small, where people who have no children, one or two children, can buy one and brag about their choice to have a smaller family for the planet.
All right, we're running into a few issues with your cell phones. If you're moving away from a window or something, best to be back near it so that we don't get the breaking up thing. But we're talking to Stephanie Feldstein at the Center for Biological Diversity, where she's the Population and Sustainability Director. Today is World Population Day, and the Center for Biological Diversity is continuing its Crowded Planet social media campaign. Hashtag Crowded Planet if you want to take part on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, or you can just, if you don't use social media, you can send it directly to crowdedplanet@biologicaldiversity.org. And you can join our conversation here on The Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Stephanie, to your knowledge, is yours or any other organization encouraging crowds of people to gather together to demonstrate population and crowding?
You know, I don't know of any World Population Day demonstrations happening today. I know that there is a lot of outreach happening through around the world in a lot of different ways, but I'm not aware of that. I mean, that certainly would be an interesting idea, and it's one that we have thought about in the past on how to really show that. And, you know, for this year, we started out with the photos, but it might be something we consider in the future.
You mentioned earlier that... and I forgot the train of my thought here completely. Yikes. Crowded planet. We're talking about population density. All right. I'm going to have to move on in some other direction here. Do you have a number of the submissions that have come into the Crowded Planet campaign thus far?
We've received about 50 photos so far. They're all posted on our Facebook page, which is Facebook/population sustainability, all is one word. And we have... a huge variety of photos there, like I mentioned earlier, and it's been really interesting to see where they've come in. Many of them from the U.S., some from around the world as well.
And you mentioned a few things that you've seen on there, but any really stand out thus far? I mean, some that really just made you go, whoa, this is a good example.
Yeah, some of the most shocking ones to me were really the ones of the crowds in these national parks. I mean, they looked more like the mall at Black Friday than a natural area. And those are some of the most shocking ones to me. We also have some, you know, incredible photos of development happening. And there's a couple of photos from the Pacific Northwest of cows who are just trampling a riparian area. And that's another aspect that we work on as well, is looking at the consumption, and particularly meat consumption, and the damage that livestock do to the environment.
Let us take a call. We have Lily in Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about World Population Day with Stephanie Feldstein at the Center for Biological Diversity.
Hi. Hope I'm coming in clear.
Yes.
Thank you. When I was, I graduated from high school in the 70s, 71. So I was brought up with the idea of zero population growth, and we were at about 4 billion, I believe, then, and I took that seriously, and I didn't have kids even. So where did that program go? Because that was a good campaign.
Yeah, well, where did zero population growth go? Good question. Thanks for that, Lily. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the organization Zero Population Growth still exists. They're now called Population Connection. But the larger movement around zero population growth that was really popular in the 60s and 70s largely fell off the radar. And I think it happened for a variety of reasons. Part of it was just that folks in the environmental movement who had been integrating a lot of population messaging into their work moved on to other issues. But parts of it also were a lot of controversy and taboo that arose around population, because there were some really serious violations of human rights around the world in the name of population control. And I think that made a lot of people shy away from it. And even today, you know, as soon as we start talking about population, a lot of people want to say, oh, you mean population control. But we're not talking about that at all. What we're really talking about is advancing human rights. And so because that conversation has largely fallen off the radar, that's why we started our population program. And we're really hoping through these different types of campaigns that we have, like the Endangered Species Condoms and Crowded Planet, to really bring that back into the spotlight again and get more people thinking the way that they were in the 60s and 70s, being willing to have this conversation.
In the Crowded Planet campaign, I had a chance to look at some of the pictures yesterday, and there's a real range from humorous to very dark apocalyptic paintings of you know, when the world is just really, really crowded.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a really good reflection of how people view this issue, and that it does affect people in different ways. And in some ways, people just notice, you know, there's one photo of a rattlesnake that's in front of a hole on a golf course that's named after the rattlesnake, and obviously it had taken over its habitat. And there's a very strange and kind of dark irony to that. And then there are some where you are just seeing swaths of development and destruction happening. And those things all put together really show the range of ways that population pressure affects us and wildlife on the planet.
And pictures can still be submitted and seen as well through social media at the hashtag Crowded Planet, or you can just send them directly to crowdedplanet@biologicaldiversity.org. Stephanie Feldstein is with the Center for Biological Diversity. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us today, and happy Population Day.
You too.